Hi, my name is P.T. Burbank, and I'm going to read some poems. But first, I'd like to start with a song that I think really encompasses my being as a person. Here it is. Okay, I think you pretty much got the gist of it. That's, you know, the rest of the song anyway, but that's like my life. I'm like the person who doesn't speak, or the person who they don't speak to anymore. Anyway, my first poem is about a acquaintance, shall we say, of mine. It's called Black Widow. Black Widow. I'm saying the title again, like part of the beginning. Anyway, Black Widow. Relationships are like poems. Your poem is a gothic nightmare about how you betray everything and then eat it. You are a Black Widow. Like a fly who flew into your nest, or I guess more like a spider who mounted you and had your babies. Actually, no, I'm the male spider, so you'd be having the babies. But anyway, you used me, and then, like a Black Widow, you ate me. Not in a sexual way, in a dark, evil, soulless betrayal way. If cut, we all bleed. Did you not realize I was part of the all? The all that bleed? I am, and I bleed. And though, after those 10 times, we didn't return my calls, you were just playing hard to get. I now am going to be hard to get. You can't break up with me again, because this time I am breaking up with you. I am the wasp who eats spiders, and sadly you, my dear, not the animal, are a spider. Prepare to be eaten out of my life, like so many of the other miserable skanks who I ate out in my day. The end. Okay, this next poem is sort of, it's very political and kind of controversial, but just try to keep an open mind. It's different, let's just say that. Alright. Civic disobedience. The music of my soul, the music that I listen to when I'm on the bus, the music when I'm waiting for the brown smell of coffee. I listen to alternative, never content with the popular music that the masses enjoy. I'm no corporate tool, no cookie cutter cut cookie of a man. So many young people ask themselves every day, how do I look? Don't they realize the horrible, not beautifulness of that? Like a lizard using his throat thing to attract a mate. You know, that red thing that comes out of their neck. They flaunt their new shoes and new makeup that they put on their faces. Makeup is for clowns. Sure, fur is murder, but what about leather? Should cows, who have no voices other than moos, be exempt from salvation simply because they were born without any hair? Leather is skin too. And might I add that there once were people who were treated unfairly by people who had better skin, and those people were called Black people. I have a dream, said Mr. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. True that, brother. I too have a dream that one day all the world will use Apple computers, wear Che Guevara t-shirts with pride, not pity, and stand up together and tell the world, look at us, world. We are the people of the world. This world is going to change into a new world, with or without the Disney CNN micro sucks corporate sponsorship. And like Snow White to her prince, I too am too my dream. One day, my dream will come. Thank you. I'm just going to move on to my next poem. It's called E Minor, and it's pretty dense, so I might read it twice, if, or no, I'll let you guys read it to yourselves. That way you'll understand it without my interpretation blocking your, yeah, E minor. The name of this poem is E minor, and though it's not spoken word, I want you to think of E minor. Life. What is life? It seems we ask ourselves this question more than we breathe the sweet breath of roses. But the bigger question, why? Why is life? Should we be contented to just be scientist drones and ask the physical? No. One must question the why. It all became clear when I saw the movie The 40-Year-Old Virgin. Well, saw an ad for it anyway. Sure, this comedy was meant to amuse, but when you stop to think about more than just the here and the now, deep inside, aren't we all 40-year-old virgins? Metaphorically, of course. I mean, I've slept with a lot of women. I'm very good, too. They tell me that. Anyway, aren't we all trying to experience the sex? Sex is like life. But deeper still, we can explore the root of sex. Love. Art thou all not lovers in the falling leaves that blanket the ground like so many little pieces of construction paper cut up to look like leaves? And it came to me. It's not just a coincidence that both love and life begin with L and end with E minor. That was the end of the poem, not starting it a second time. Because I said, right, okay, you got that from before. Thank you. That's the end.